Concrete Echo, Ragacot Blend for Pirate Radio Energy in Ableton Live 12. Beginner Lesson, Vocals for Drum and Bass. Alright, let's build that classic jungle and ragga style vocal vibe. Tight lil cuts up front, and then these gritty Concrete Echo throws that feel like somebody's shouting through a pirate radio transmitter in a stairwell. The big concept is simple. The vocal stays punchy and readable most of the time, and only certain words get launched into the echo. That's what makes it sound intentional instead of messy, especially at drum and bass tempo. Step 0. Quick project setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for rolling DNB. Drop in your drums, your bass, and a ragga vocal. It can be a full a cappella or just a few one-shot phrases like selecta, come again, whatever you've got. And here's an important workflow tip. Loop a section with drums and bass playing while you build this. Vocal effects built in solo almost always end up way too wet once the break and bassline come back in. Now step 1. Prep the vocal so it cuts through. On the vocal track, we're doing a simple stock cleanup chain. First, EQ 8. High pass it somewhere around 90 to 130 AC. Vocals don't need sub, and any low junk will just fight the bass. If it feels boxy or muddy, dip around 250 to 450 HC by like 2 to 5 dB. Keep it wide. Then if you need a bit more bite and intelligibility, give a gentle boost somewhere in the 2 to 5K range. Nothing crazy, just enough that the words read over fast hats and snares. Next, add a compressor. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 25 milliseconds so you don't kill the initial consonants. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You're not trying to squash it into a pancake, you're just making the level more consistent. Then add saturator for a little edge. Soft sine or analog clip both work. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. If it's getting spiky, enable soft clip. This is one of those tiny move, big result steps for making the vocal feel closer and more confident in the mix. Okay, step 2. Slice the ragga cuts. You've got two beginner-friendly options here. Option A is the fastest. Slice to new MIDI track. Right-click the vocal clip, choose slice to new MIDI track, and slice by transients. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices, and now you can literally play the vocal like an instrument. Teacher tip: don't try to play long sentences. This style is all about short hits. Think one syllable, one word, maybe a tiny phrase. And rhythmically, offbeats and bar endings are your best friend, like the last eighth note before a new bar, or a quick call out just before the drop. Option B is manual chopping in arrangement view. Warp the vocal if it isn't already. Set warp mode to complex pro, because it's forgiving for phrases. Then use split control or CMD plus E right on strong syllables. Duplicate and move the little chunks until you get a pattern. A super common jungle pattern is a repeated word in tight eighth notes, like call call call, and then you leave space for an echo throw to answer it. Now step 3. The core sound. Build the concrete echo as a return track. This is the secret sauce. Instead of putting delay and reverb directly on the vocal track, we're putting it on a return, and we'll only send selected moments to it. That keeps the mix clean. Create a return track. Name AA, Concrete Echo. Now add devices in this order. First, EQ 8 as a pre-filter. This is where the radio vibe starts. High pass around 180 to 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 9K Hz. Optional. A small boost around 1.5 to 2.5 kHC if you want that megaphone bite. Second, echo. Turn sync on. Start with a time of 1/8 note. That locks perfectly into DNB bounce. If you want a more youngly swing, try 3/16. Set feedback around 25 to 45%. At 174 BPM, feedback gets out of hand fast, so we're staying controlled. Inside echo, use its filters too. High pass maybe 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass maybe 5 to 8K. Keep modulation very low, like 0 to 10%, because we want it tight and rhythmic, not wobbly and seasick. And because it's a return, set dry/wet to 100%. Third, saturator. This is the concrete edge. Drive around 4 to 10 dB, soft clip on. If it starts sounding harsh, don't just push through it, back off the drive or reduce output. The goal is gritty and forward, not painful. Fourth, reverb. Small, dark space. Decay about 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't swallow the word instantly. Low cut 250 to 400 Hz, high cut 5 to 8 kHz. Dry/wet around 15 to 30% on the return chain. Fifth, utility. This is your control and safety. You can set mono on for that pirate radio boxy vibe. Then set gain so the return doesn't jump out too loud. And here's your mental target, filtered, gritty, rhythmic repeats, like a shout bouncing off hard walls, not like a shiny pop, delay swimming all over the break. Step 4. The magic move. Send only the right words, using automation. On your vocal track, find send and start with it all the way down, basically off. Now you're going to automate spikes up only on specific words. End of a phrase, a hype ad lib, oi, a selecta, the last word before the drop those or throw moments. A classic pattern, every four bars, echo the final syllable into the empty space. Another one, right before a drop, crank the send on the last word, and then cut the dry vocal for one beat so the echo is the only thing talking. That creates space and drama without adding more elements. Extra coach note, you can do these throws with clip envelopes instead of drawing automation lanes across the whole track. Click the vocal clip, go to envelopes, choose mixer, then send A, and draw a quick spike right on the word. Now when you copy and paste that clip, your throw behavior comes with it. It's clean and it's fast. Also, a super dubby trick, when you throw the send up, pull the dry vocal down by 1 to 3 dB for about a beat. That makes the throw pop as an effect, instead of just sounding like the whole vocal got louder. Step 5. Keep the echo from cluttering your drums. Fast drums plus long repeats can get messy instantly, especially around the snare. The cleanest fix is sidechain ducking on the return. On A, concrete echo, add a compressor at the end. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your drum bus, or just kick and snare if you have them grouped. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds. Pull the threshold down until you hear the echo tuck out of the way when the drums hit, and then reappear between hits. That between the hits movement is what keeps your groove aggressive, while still letting the throw feel big. If you want the simple version instead, just shorten the tail, reduce echo feedback, and reduce reverb decay to under about 1.2 seconds. Quick gain staging rule, because this matters. Keep your vocal track peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS and your return peaking around minus 12 to minus 8. If your return is too hot, turn down utility on the return or reduce the send amount. Don't compensate by turning down the master. Now step 6. Arrange it like a pirate radio selector. In the intro, keep it sparse. A few cuts, light throws, let the drums set the groove. In the last two bars before the drop, increase the send on a couple key phrases, then hard mute the dry vocal right before the drop. Let the echo tail tease the space. In the first 16 bars of the drop, stay disciplined. One or two phrases per 8 bars is often enough. Let the bass breathe. In DNB, too many vocal events can actually make the drop feel smaller. For a midsection switch, do a call-out plus a heavier throw into a one-bar drum fill. That combo screams radio energy without needing new melodic content. And in the outro, strip back drums and let the echo return carry phrases classic dub fade territory. Common mistakes to avoid while you're building this. Number 1. Sending the whole vocal into the echo. That blurs everything. This style lives on selective throws. Number 2. Too much low end in the return. High pass the return around 200 to 300 Hz so it never fights your bass. Number 3. Feedback too high at 174 BPM. It becomes mush fast. Keep it moderate. Number 4. Reverb too bright. Bright reverb makes hats feel harsh. Use high cut. Number 5. No level discipline. Returns can spike quickly once saturation is involved. Utility is not optional here. Quick pro style upgrades. Still beginner friendly. You can make a two return system. One for slap and one for dub. The slap return is super short echo time 1/16 or 1/32. Feedback 10 to 20%. Barely any reverb. The dub return is your main 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback 30 to 50. Darker reverb. Then you choose per moment. Slap for clarity. Dub for drama. If you want even more concrete, add corpus on the return after saturator and before reverb. Keep dry slash wet low, like 5 to 15%. That adds a subtle hard resonance. And if S sounds get nasty once echoed, put a de-esser on the return only, not the dry vocal. That way the main vocal stays crisp, but the repeats don't fizz. Before we wrap, a quick 10-minute practice exercise. Pick one 2-bar raga phrase. Slice it using either method. Make an 8-bar loop with drums and bass. Place cuts at bar 2 beat 4, bar 4 beat 4, and the last 8th note of bar 8. Then automate send A only on the last word of bars 4 and 8. Now a slash B echo time. Try 1/8, then 3/16, listen for groove, then test feedback at 30%, then 45%, and notice how quickly it clutters at higher feedback. If your snare starts losing impact, add sidechain ducking on the return. Your goal is to clearly hear dry cuts as front of mix, and the echo throws as behind the mix hype. Recap, you built a concrete echo return using stock devices, EQ8 into echo into saturator into reverb into utility. You learned the core jungle trick, automate sends for throws, don't soak the whole vocal, and you kept it mix safe by filtering lows, controlling feedback, and optionally sidechaining the return to your drums. If you tell me your exact BPM and whether your drums are break only or break plus two-step, I can suggest the best delay subdivision like 1/8 versus 3/16 for your groove, and a filter range that'll sit perfectly with your bass.